The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
7:06 on The Morning Jam.
If you look at the headlines, everywhere you look, it seems to be that food shortages seems to be in the headlines. We've had an abnormal number of fires occurring in food processing plants this year. We've talked about that on the air. We've even had President Joe Biden say that food shortages are, quote, gonna be real. And I believe that that's true because the government's managed to screw that up as well. We have Glenn Bobbitts with us this morning. We've had Glenn on the program before. People like Glenn are more valuable than ever to our community because he has the knowledge and the network to help us all become more food independent. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're glad to have you with us now. The last time we spoke to you, you're having a gathering of folks talking about sustainability and growing your own foods. You had a variety of little mini workshops, and we talked about then that you were going to have that continuing through, and that's why you're here this morning.
Correct. This morning, I want to talk about the upcoming canning class for preserving foods, mainly pressure canning, water bath canning. So all the teaching that we did from the previous festival about growing food, now I want to teach them how to can and preserve that food for possible upcoming shortages.
And this is a way to can the food at home, not going to a cannery or something like that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So now I'm a little intimidated by canning. I freeze a lot. My mother and my sister always did the canning, probably because I was young and mom didn't want me near didn't want me blowing something up. But how long can canned products last, the shelf life?
If they're stored properly is the biggest thing that makes things last. A cool, dry place for your canned stuff is the best place to do it. That'll increase the longevity. Some foods that are a little higher acid tend to last a little longer. So anywhere from 1 to 5 years is going to be average. They could go much longer if properly stored.
Okay. So, first of all, when is this class?
It'll be this Saturday at the Lindan Ruitan Center. That'd be 2360 English Tavern Road. It'll be from 9 to 12.
Okay. And what kind of things are you going to talk about canning? I mean, is this like everything or?
Well, as you said at the beginning, most people are a little intimidated by hot steam pressure. It just wigs them out. But once they learn how these things work and the safety features on them, and if they maintain that, and it's exactly what we're going to do, is going to show you how to maintain that so there isn't a problem, and give them the best procedures to keep themselves safe, to put out a good product, and not be as intimidated.
Right. Right. So we have this canning coming up this weekend. What are some other workshops that you have coming down the road?
We're also going to do a demonstration on rocket stoves. If there was a major storm and you had no electricity and needed a way to cook, we're going to show you how to build a rocket stove. It's a very rudimentary wood-fired stove that you can use just twigs to heat water, heat food, cook with. We use a rocket stove to do all our canning. A, it keeps the heat out of the house. B, it saves on the electricity, and it's just not as hot in the kitchen to do it. So between that and the canning class, that's what our Saturday is going to be.
I have a quick question. I have an old wood stove that I haven't put into use yet in my shop. Somebody gave it to me. It's probably 18 inches wide, maybe 24 inches deep. It's got the two-tier thing. Could you use something like that?
Absolutely. You'd have to run it a little hot to get the temperatures up enough to pressure can or water bath can. But as a kid, that's exactly what we had. It had a little four-burner top wood stove. It wasn't airtight like you were talking about. But that's how we can, too. We didn't have a rocket stove. We had two little wood stoves outside that we used. So any of those kind of methods, do it. You can actually do it on an open fire with a grate over your fire. It's not the best method, but you can if you had to.
Right.
Now, I've seen rocket stoves made with cinder blocks, made with brick, like leftover brick. What kind of things are you going to be using?
that's exactly what we're going to show.
Okay.
Come Saturday, we're going to use a brick one and a block one, but okay, they can be made out of a lot of materials. Anything that will create a large enough tube to put some wood in and vent that smoke up and heat and to cook your food. So a simple elbow with a piece of stovepipe, two smaller sections will create a rocket stove. You just have to make it stable and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and you're doing this on Saturday as
on
well.
On Saturday also, correct.
Right. Is there a landing page that people can go to? Do you have discussion groups? Has that been developed yet?
Getting a website developed on a zero budget is
sure,
extremely hard to do. That means volunteer. Every volunteer out there is so busy right now that it's hard to get done. But we are moving forward on that and mm-hmm, hope to have it done in a couple of weeks.
All right. Social media pages?
We're on Facebook, and that's where we have a posting on there under the events.
And so if they're looking that up on Facebook, what do they look for?
Under events and for canning class, just type in canning class and that should come up.
Okay. All right. We'll put a link to that event,
okay,
coming up here in just a little bit. You do have a wonderful network of people who are able to come together and answer a lot of questions. How did you all get to know each other? Because we need to be doing more of this. There needs to be
correct, more
of this networking going on.
A core group of people out of Campbell County got together, friends, just local neighbors, that kind of thing, all got together and said, this is what we see going on. What are you doing? What am I doing? And that's where it's grown from. A lot of us seem to have chickens. People that homestead, that seems to be one of the first things they do is a garden and have chickens. So we knew that with a grain shortage coming, we weren't going to be able to feed these chickens. So we decided to grow some corn collectively, mm-hmm, and get everybody together. And I bought a corn cracker just for this. And some of the other people have the corn cracker too, but and corn shellers. So we've tried to take these problems and find solutions for them. And we're trying to get other people to do their very thing. No matter how good your plan is for the, you know, stuff hitting the fan,
mm-hmm,
there's going to be a hole in your plan. So the more people you have as resources to fill those holes, the better off you are. But that takes people. That takes community. And people are kind of scared security-wise what's going to happen when it hits the fan,
mm-hmm,
and people running around your neighborhood looking for food, thinking that you may have it. So people are scared. So the more people you have watching over your back, the better you are.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We had some friends over last night for dinner, and they owned right in the middle of the pandemic. They owned a business that sold janitorial products. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a big thing. They distributed all kinds of things. And Lori said, I didn't know how many friends I had until the pandemic came.
Mm-hmm.
Because then all of a sudden everybody was wanting toilet paper and there
right,
were all these things that they needed. I think we're probably going to see more of that.
I don't think we're being told how bad our shortages are, but just online, if you can't see where things are out of stock,
mm-hmm,
and 9 months to get a vehicle part, you know, that's a problem.
Right.
So the system is not shutting down. It is just kind of fading away. So it's like the frog in the boiling water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just increases until it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to be pretty foolish not to see it coming.
Right. And we don't share these things with you all out of fear. That's not why we're saying this. We do this because we want you to be empowered and prepared. You know, no good decisions are made from a place of fear.
Correct.
But if you keep a cool head, you can prepare and help keep your family safe. These are folks that you're going to want to get to know. So you need to be at the Lindan Heights Rotary Club, right?
Ruitan Center.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry. And check out these classes that are coming up. Now we've got the homesteading, and then you said the rocket stove.
Right. The canning class is what most people were asking for, at the prepper festival we had. We asked them, what else do you want? And canning was number one. So that's what we did. We'll have another questionnaire with about 15 to 20 subjects.
Okay.
We want people to score that in the order so we can give them their primary concerns. We can address that, come up with a class for it, put it out.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate what you're doing for our community, and you're always welcome here on the show. You're always a friend of the show, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
7:16 here on The Morning Jam. If you only caught part of Glenn's interview, we'll have it up on our SoundCloud page a little bit later on today. Go to SoundCloud, type in The Morning Jam on VTRN, and begin typing in today's date, and that will autofill for you. More Friday Funnies on the way. We'll have another interview coming up with Marco Galbraith to talk about what happened yesterday in the Supreme Court and the Second Amendment. A good win for those that believe in Second Amendment rights.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.